a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 8:30. It's cloudy in downtown Salt Lake, 75 degrees.
Some backups on Highway 6 in Spanish Fort Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave, day 6.
A lot of people trying to beat the heat by finding cooler locations to recreate, but we've had 3 Utahns die while trying to enjoy the outdoors in just the past 24 hours. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage, the June heat wave.
A teenage boy drowned at Deer Creek Reservoir. Authorities say the 17-year-old was swimming with his family when he went underwater and did not come back up. The water was murky and they couldn't find him until a dive team recovered his body in the evening. Also yesterday, a 68-year-old Sandy man slipped while coming down from the summit of Mount Raymond in Big Cottonwood Canyon. He fell 400 feet and was killed. Then in Idaho, a woman from Sandy was thrown from an ATV after failing to negotiate a turn. She was also killed. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Just a while ago, we received the name of the teenager who drowned in Deer Creek over the past hour. He's been identified as 17-year-old Fernando Botello Orredondo. Searchers in North Carolina are going up and down the river trying to find 2 more people who were part of a group who went over a dam while tubing a river there. 4 people were rescued, 3 others found dead.
They were all tied together. But at one point, several of the tubes came apart and floated over the dam.
Lieutenant Kevin Southard of Rockingham Sheriff's Department says this is not a section of the river. Tubers usually float down.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
On the Friday Firewatch, the Bear Fire 4 miles northwest of Helper has spread to 12,170 acres now. And as of this morning, 59% contained. That one was lightning caused. The Benyon Creek Fire, burning northwest of Schofield Reservoir as of this morning, is 8,300 acres in size and 41% contained. The cause of that one is lightning as well. We're also keeping an eye on a new fire this morning. This one in Tooele County. The Morgan Canyon Fire has 2 hotspot crews on the scene. It's been burning between Grantsville and Rush Valley off the Mormon Trail Road. Officials tell us that fire is about 50 acres right now and in a difficult spot for ground crews to actually get to it. Quick look at the weather with Kristen Van Dyke. A tiny cool down is coming for a day. And then more heat.
More sunshine for your Saturday and a high of 99 degrees. A cold front moves in Sunday, bringing us back to the mid-90s Sunday afternoon and only back to the low 90s by Monday with more heat ahead for next week.
So this is the way it shakes out. 99 today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. The cool day, Monday, with a high of 92. KSL's top national stories this hour. A fast-spreading COVID variant has now been confirmed in at least 41 states. U.S. health experts say the Delta variant, first found in India, could soon become the dominant strain here.
Some scientists are saying that it's the triple threat. It's more contagious, more deadly, and has the possibility to evade antibodies.
Dr. Alok Patel says the good news is data shows the vaccines are helping and cases of COVID are dropping in most states. Officials in New York City say a teenager was stabbed to death during a dispute over a parking spot. The teen has been identified as 15-year-old Tori Lovick.
Police say a 48-year-old man stabbed Lovick in the chest around 2:30 in the afternoon. He was rushed to Kings County Hospital, where he died from his injuries. NYPD crime scene investigators combed through the block, looking for clues as to why Lovick was in the area and what exactly caused the violence. Residents were saddened to hear a parking spot may have been the reason.
It's sad and it's a shame, especially when it has something to do with an adult and a child. That really doesn't make any sense.
As for the suspect, he was taken into custody. No word yet on any charges.
That's ABC's Crystal Cranmore.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
Jazz back in action tonight, trying to stay alive in their second round of playoffs against the LA Clippers. Let's check in again here with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson. Do we have Mark? All right, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Sorry about that. We are waiting this morning for an update from the team about whether or not point guard Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell will play. Both are still questionable. If they don't, some believe it may be the end of the road for the Jazz after dropping the last three of the seven-game series. Mitchell was key in the two consecutive wins over the Clippers. The Jazz led until the second half of Game 5 before a third straight loss in the series. So the Jazz missed 17 consecutive threes in Wednesday's loss, shooting 3 for 24 from beyond the arc in the second half. Game 6 is tonight at 8 from Staples Center. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.